Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with the other host,
Gwen Ballinger.
Oh, look at that. We have the same last name.
We do.
That is fancy. You know, it's not fancy.
What, Rachel?
The Super Bowl.
That was
the most boring. It wasn't sad. It was just the most boring.
Yes.
Okay, it's recording this Sunday night. The Super Bowl just happened. We had a huge Super Bowl party at my sister's, and there was a Patriots fan here. And me and the Patriots fan both agreed this was the most boring game ever. It was like 3-3 eventually. And then during the fourth quarter, I was actually happy when the Patriots scored a touchdown.
Somebody finally
Because
did.
Somebody did something. Yep. It was the most boring game in the world. I was like, the Rams don't deserve to win if this is how they're playing.
Exactly.
I knew we weren't going to win. I predicted this last year, that we would make it to the Super Bowl and we would lose. That was my prediction last year.
I thought for sure the Rams would win.
No, I knew they wouldn't win. I was correct about my assumptions.
Well, for a while there, I just thought they were...
just the most boring game in the world. Yeah. So if you watch the Super Bowl, this is your first time watching football, it's usually not that boring.
Yeah.
But, you know, that happens in sports.
Our halftime was kind of fun.
The halftime show was even boring. Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Colleen. Come on in.
Hey.
Hey, Mom. You're getting kicked out.
Hold on. I'm pausing. Well, Mom had to step out to move her car, so Colleen's here.
Hello.
We're talking about the Super Bowl.
I was yawning, by the way. That's not how I talk.
That is true. This is a podcast. I can't see you.
Oh, I know all about the Super Bowl.
How was the Super Bowl for you?
Well, I made brownies.
You did?
And I went upstairs and played with the kids in my closet.
Uh-huh.
That sounds weird. what I mean is we played a game called Shopping in Auntie Panty's Closet, and they get to take whatever I say they can take.
And so guess what Bailey found, guys?
Bailey found a purse, and it was like a purse I hadn't used in years, so I was like, yeah, you can have it. And it was really heavy, so we looked inside and it was full to the brim with money.
She gave it to Bailey.
And
she let her have it.
Well, it was mostly pennies. I think there was like $17 in it or something.
I can't believe you never go to the bank and change in your money.
Well, it's like all the money from like around the house that had just been like collected and put into that
I have
purse
a jar
for some reason
by my front door, and then once every 6 months I take it to the bank.
Yeah, I don't know how it ended up in that purse in the bottom of a drawer.
It was probably me when I cleaned your house.
True. When did you clean my house?
I lived here for like a few months way back in the day.
Like, what are you talking about?
I but lived here. I feel like everybody we've known has lived at this house at one point or another.
Yes, that is very true.
So do you know who won the Super Bowl?
The other team.
Correct.
Not the one I'm supposed to vote for.
Correct. Do you know the names of the ones you're supposed
Patriots
to
Patriots and Rams.
There you go. Yeah. You were voting for the Rams.
That's what you said, yes. Mm-hmm. But their costumes are not cute.
I know. I'm sorry.
Blue and yellow. I mean, no offense to those colors, but like, wow.
Those colors are greatly offended.
I know, but just come on.
Well, the Patriots were blue and white and little
they were
red.
Too. I didn't like their outfit either. Okay. No one had cute costumes.
No, their costumes were not cute. I'm sorry. We're not the Dolphins.
I know. I like their... Well, yeah. What are they?
They're the light blue ones, the tealish ones.
So you guys are just talking about the Super Bowl, this whole... The one podcast I join in on, you're talking about something
Okay,
I
we'll talk
participate.
About something else. Oh, my gosh. The shorties. the next thing. Oh. The shorties. Yeah,
you're nominated.
So are you. Congrats.
Congrats.
You're the YouTuber of the year.
You're comedian YouTuber of the year.
I know. I love it.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to win that. Like, not a chance.
Did you pay to get nominated?
No. Of course not. No. No, I will be super honest about that, though. Like, there are a lot of award shows where you have to pay to get nominated and pay
yes.
to win.
Yes.
I know that in some scenarios you do. I know that for, I'll be honest, y'all.
Do it.
I'm going to spill the tea. For the Streamies, you have to pay to be nominated.
Yes.
So for the Streamies, and I think it's like around like $100 or something.
I would never in my life pay to be considered to be nominated.
And maybe they actually, like I was nominated this year for a collab I did with Sophie Dossie and I didn't pay. I don't know if she did.
Oh, I don't
know.
Or
if that was just a surprise. But I know that. The first 2 years I was nominated, I paid to be nominated.
Love that. Good job.
But the Teen Choice Awards, I never paid to be nominated, and I get nominated most years for that.
I feel like from all award shows, there are probably some people who pay, and some people are like, if we don't nominate, then there's going to be an uproar.
Yeah. I don't know. But I know that I did not pay to get nominated for this.
I did not pay for that either.
It was a surprise.
It was same. I saw people tweeting it and I didn't know what it was for the longest time. And then my manager emailed me. He's like, hey, by the way, you're nominated for a shorty. And I was like, was that what that was? Because I've never been nominated. Yeah. So I didn't know what that looked like to be voted for. What do you think about Will Smith being nominated for Breakout YouTuber of the Year?
Live your life. YouTube's a weird place now.
I don't get. Okay. But in my thing, Breakout YouTuber is someone who no one has heard of. Yeah. And then all of a sudden got big.
Well, then who would you want to be? Because I don't know who.
I don't watch YouTube.
I know. Same. There's too many now.
After I get through the families and friends videos, I don't have time to watch anybody new. So, but I know there's a lot. It's YouTube. There's someone new every day.
I don't know. I feel like there's so many channels. I remember like way back in the day, like when I hit 1 million subscribers on the Reddit channel.
That was a thing.
It was such a big deal because there was like, you could count on like, you know,
how many channels there were.
Like, you could literally, I could be like, oh, this person has a million, this person has a million. Like,
I remember Tyler Oakley hitting it, doing a live stream while hitting a million.
I remember when Michael Buckley hit it. I remember when Fred hit it.
Yes.
Like, way back in the day. I remember when these people hit 1 million.
It was a huge deal. And then, now, if you don't have a million, everyone's like, you don't even have a million yet.
I know.
It's like, rude.
I know.
Good content.
Yeah. So people, yeah. Now it's like, I feel like there's so many channels with over a million subscribers that I've never even heard of.
Yeah. Now everyone wants to burpy.
But I'm like really burpy.
That's the first time you've burped.
You're gonna listen to this back and you're gonna be shocked at how many times I've burped.
Am I just completely immune to your burping?
We just continued conversation. Like, I've burped mid sentence in this so far.
Whoops. I'm not paying attention.
No, I think those award shows, going back to that, like, I don't know. I won a Streamy.
Congrats.
But I didn't pay to win. And you also, if you pay to get nominated, it doesn't mean you're going to be nominated. It just
Correct.
Means that you want to be considered.
Yeah, you put your name in the running to be nominated.
Yeah.
From my understanding, because I've never been a part of any award show, the shorties, right now they're voting on people to be in the finalists to be winning.
I don't know.
Right now it's like you're not officially nominated.
Oh, I have no clue.
I don't either. All I know is you can vote once a day.
I know that the Teen Choice Awards, they say to vote, but like the votes
don't matter.
I mean, I don't know they don't matter, but like it's obvious that they don't matter.
It's very obvious they don't
matter. Because I know that the year that I won a Teen Choice Award, there are people who had like tallied up the online votes and other people had gotten more votes than me online.
Yeah, they just decided.
And so they were all mad at me, saying like it was rigged.
But
you
didn't
do it. I had nothing to do with it.
You were on tour.
I was on tour. I was like, obviously, if I thought I was going to win, I would have been there.
Yeah, you didn't show up. You never show up for any award shows, Colleen.
Because I think I'm not going to win.
You said Parker last year.
Well, that wasn't my fault. The Kids' Choice Awards, I couldn't go to because I was trapped in an airport. And that was really sad. I almost
I was there with you.
But yeah, that was sad. But Parker was really cute. But I kind of felt like maybe I would win that one. And I didn't, which rightfully so. Liza won. Like, hell, obviously. I should not win that over her. But anyway, my point is just that, like, I never go because I'm like, there's no way I'm going to win.
I'm just going to go because it's my first time being nominated.
You should totally go.
I'm mad that you won't go with me, though.
It's really stressful, even if you, like, know. Like, you're positive you're not going to win.
It's still stressful.
When they start saying, like, your category.
Yeah.
It's like, because I've been to the Streamies a couple of times and I've been to the Teen Choice Awards, and when they get to your category, you just like your whole body like sweats and freaks out and panics, even though if you're like, I'm positive I'm not going to win it.
Yeah.
Like, it's still like the what if I
that,
did.
You know, that little percentage.
Yeah. So anyway.
I think you could win. You had a baby. You can do anything.
No, no, not against the people that I'm... I shouldn't win is how I feel. There are people who should deserve it more than me, for sure.
You're such a good person.
I am so humble.
How's your baby?
My baby is alive. No, he's perfect. He's so sweet and so cute. But it's just hard. Being a new parent's really hard because you think, like, if the baby's ever upset, you're like, you blame yourself. At least I do. I don't know if all moms do that, but like...
But it's not your fault.
I'm a bad mom.
You're like, not a bad
most
mom.
Most nights, if he cried at all, I like just cry because I'm like, I'm a horrible mom.
You're He's not a crying. Horrible mom. I've watched you from close and afar. You're a great mom.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But he's good.
Oh, I did want to say this. Susie May was upset that mom wasn't voted vlogger of the year.
Mom vlogging is my favorite thing.
It's my favorite. It's
so, I love that she always picks her bangs.
She does. She always
tossles them.
And then dad made fun of her in one vlog doing it, and she had no idea what he was doing. And he was...
I didn't even catch that.
He was fixing his bangs. Well, I've edited it, and I don't want to embarrass them too much, so I edit a lot out.
I don't want to ruin your setup, sorry, but no. Like, mom is really tiny or something.
Yeah.
I can't get this mic in front of me. I'm like squatting. I have to fart.
Fart. I hope that picked that up because it was a question. It was like,
that's the weirdest fart ever.
Do you want to pause to get mom? Do you need your baby or do you want to keep going?
Is he crying?
I don't know. We just had a Super Bowl party, so there's a million people here. I don't know if it's Duncan, Parker, or Flynn.
Okay, we're going to pause to listen to the baby cry.
There is no baby crying, so we are going to continue. I don't know where mom went. She's disappeared. So Colleen's just going to continue as the host, the co-host.
Yes.
Did you hear, Colleen, that Beyonce is offering free concert tickets?
Yes, for vegans.
For fans that go vegan.
Okay, but here's the tea. How are you going to know? Did she check their fecal matter to make sure?
She's Beyonce. She knows all. But it's free concert tickets for 30 years.
I don't think that's... How is she going to do that?
I think it's just... I don't know.
Did you look into it? I didn't look into how she's going to know.
I think it was just like kind of announced.
I saw the headline, but yeah. I didn't see like...
I don't do a lot of research for this podcast. I read headlines and kind of go for that.
Okay, I love that.
Love it. Yeah, you can come in. Who's here?
There's someone knocking at the door.
It's Eric with the
baby.
Come
on in, Eric.
Oh, Eric's coming in to show a baby.
Oh, he's wearing sunglasses. I'll take a picture so that Rachel can post it on her Twitter.
All right, I'll pause so they can do this. All right, Colleen took... Did you just fart or was that the chair?
No, it's the chair. Oh my gosh, my baby's so cute.
He is. He takes some good pictures. He's a cute baby.
Okay, this picture's not going to be cute, though, that she's going to tweet because... I mean, I think he's still cute, but like, it's just a weird picture. Okay.
So the next thing I wanted to talk about... Colleen, I did notice that burp because that was a good one. Congrats. The next... You guys know I don't like to talk gossip and drama, but this was a huge thing that just happened, so I kind of want to touch on it. I'm not going to give opinions or anything. I'm just going to talk about what happened. There was drama in the vlog squad.
Well, it wasn't drama in the vlog squad. It was just drama that Trisha...
I didn't watch any of the videos.
I watched Trisha's video.
But what I got was Trish was upset because David and Jason were talking about how Jason wanted a threesome with Tana and Trish. Trish didn't like it. She went to sleep. The boys invited Tana over. She heard them trying to convince Tana of the threesome. She told David not to put it in the vlog. He did. She was upset. Then in her video, she was upset and took it a little too far and started talking trash about Jason's ex-wife. The video got taken down, and that's all I know.
I didn't watch David's video.
Yeah, neither did I.
I watched Trisha's, and that's kind of all. I think she also talked about, what was the last part you said about your summary?
Trisha talked about Jason's ex-wife,
mm-hmm.
and the kids, and people said that was a little too far, mm-hmm. Trish.
She also, the big news was that she compared David Dobrik to Ted Bundy, who is a serial killer.
Oh, I think that's a little too far as well. I don't think, if he hasn't murdered anyone, I don't think you can make that comparison.
Well, yeah, I think she was comparing, this is not me defending one way or the other.
No. I feel like there, in this situation, looking at it from an outsider, I feel like each person was wrong in their own way.
I don't know what actually happened.
I don't either.
I don't know any information.
Apparently everything was on. Mom, come sit down.
I just know that there was drama, and I don't like to like place judgment on anyone because you don't know the situation.
No, I don't know. I'm not inside of it.
I also don't think that Trisha is doing any of it for like attention or publicity or anything.
No,
like
I feel
that.
Like I she Trisha, has emotions and she just wants to tell people about
like
them.
She acts on her emotions. Like
yes.
She, like if she feels something, she immediately acts on it instead of sitting and going like, should I do this or not? Like she just goes like, this is how I feel. So this is what I'm going to say.
Yeah. In this moment, this is how I feel. So this is what I'm going to say about this moment. Yeah. I've realized that about her. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I've only met Trish and I've enjoyed her presence. Mm-hmm. But I can't speak on everyone else because I've never met them.
Yeah, I've met David, but I don't know him at all. Mm-hmm. And I've hung out with Trish many times, and she's always been really lovely and sweet and kind and to me and to my family and friends. But I don't know anything about that situation. I can't talk on it at all. I want the best for all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope they all learn from any mistakes they may have made, and mm-hmm. they all move past it and stay remain friends. That's all.
Or not if it's best.
Oh,
for
that's
them
true. If it's not be it's more healthy to not
sometimes
be friends.
Sometimes it's okay to like cut people out of your life if that needs to happen.
Yes.
So, is that my baby crying?
Yes.
Okay.
He is crying.
You may step away.
Oh,
if needed.
I gotta go. My
mom
baby's
is back.
Crying, and I
all right.
don't want him to cry. Love you. Bye.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Love you. All right, mom. So you're about to learn info. YouTube, after their Rewind video, remember how we talked about how everyone hated the Rewind video?
Oh, yes.
Well, after that, they've decided, they're like, wait a second. There are people that are just like disliking videos just to dislike it. We need to stop. My mom is not
the
sitting
chair.
In a farty chair that Colleen was in.
Chair.
It's making noises. Anyway, so after their YouTube Rewind video, they realized that people dislike videos just to dislike them. And they've never realized this before. And they're like, well, how do we get rid of this dislike mob? There's people that they just now realized all of a sudden that there are people that dislike videos, not because they don't like the video, but because they don't like the creator. Like they just go ahead and immediately dislike videos without ever watching them.
No, that's not right.
People
do
it to me all the time. I'll upload a video and it'll automatically get 20 likes and 3 dislikes. And it's my biggest ever. People have joked about it that their biggest fans are their people who claim to be our biggest haters.
Oh, okay.
Who watch all our things the moment we upload, dislike it immediately, like talk about it immediately. Like you're getting me my views. So I'm 0% affected by that. Those immediate dislikes, but YouTube is now realizing that there's people that just immediately dislike videos because they don't like the topic or they don't like the video game or they don't like the creator, and it has nothing to do with the actual video, which can cause issues because if a bunch of people dislike a video, it's less likely to get recommended to other viewers.
Okay.
YouTube's like, people don't like this video. They basically hide it. YouTube has the power to hide videos if they want to. Mm-hmm. It's part of their algorithm. So now YouTube's like, well, how do we fix this?
Because it happened to them.
Because it happened to them, right? And there's been a bunch of YouTubers who talk about this.
Yeah.
Because there are people who, if they've had a scandal or something, people just immediately always dislike their video no matter what the video is, even if it's a good video.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you shouldn't dislike a video
unless you've watched it.
And then you like or dislike it based on what you've just watched. That's what it's supposed to be.
Right.
You know, but people get on the dislike train. They're like, everyone disliked YouTube Rewind. Let's all dislike it. So
what are they doing?
They have 3 proposals. They all suck. But the main one is just get rid of likes and dislikes altogether. Mm-hmm. One was if you hit dislike, you have to give a reason. But that's not going to stop.
No, that's not.
That's not going to stop a dislike mob. And I don't remember the last one. It was all like, it's all just stupid. There's no fixing unless you get rid of it altogether. But they're like, we can't get rid of likes because that's showing if people like the video to see if we should push it or not.
Right.
So it's all drama, but it's like, it's the internet. You're all trolls. I've accepted that. YouTube, I love looking at responses on Twitter. I love looking at responses even on Instagram. But YouTube is like the one place where you go to feel bad about yourself.
People are mean on YouTube. So mean, yeah.
So I get real feedback on Twitter or Instagram if people like really felt one way or another and they go to a separate social media to let me know.
Yeah.
That's the real feedback to me.
Right.
But yeah, so they're just... they don't know what they're doing. YouTube's like, wait, this is an issue. Like, yeah, welcome. there was another issue. I reread everything just now. Not everything, just that last 10 seconds. Oh, did we ever talk about Defy Media?
I don't think so.
Back in November, it was I think it's a YouTube MCN where they're like a managing company for YouTubers, like Full Screen and Big Frame. You've heard of those names so far. Right. It was Defy Media was one of them. And they abruptly shut down in November. They just completely shut down. And what happens with AdSense, like the money that YouTubers make on their videos mm-hmm. from the ads that play. If you go through an MCN, the money goes through them mm-hmm. and then they pay you the next month. So October's AdSense will get yes. paid at the end of November.
Right.
Well, they shut down in November. So all the money that the YouTubers made on their videos in October were not given to them.
Oh, no.
Because it has to go through Defy Media in order to get to them. And so YouTubers, someone finally calculated it. $1.7 million Whoa. Was not dispersed between around approximately 50 creators.
Why'd they shut down?
They just went bankrupt.
Oh.
They just ran out of money. And it was someone gave them a loan. They couldn't pay back the loan. So in order to pay back the loan, they had to liquidate the entire company.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even after liquidating, the person that gave them a loan will not receive their entire money wow. back.
Mm-hmm.
So the person who gave them the loan is even out money. And people and are like, you need to give us our money.
Yeah.
And so she was like, that's not my business. She's just a loaner. She yeah. just gave the loan and she's losing money.
Yep.
She has no like legal stance to just give
right.
$1.7 million.
Jeepers.
And it's this huge thing. And that sucks so much.
It does.
I'm so scared of MCNs. I used to be with some and then I'm not. And I'm just... My manager has been like, you should do this. You should do that. I'm like, I just don't trust
yeah.
them. I just don't want my AdSense money going through
yeah.
something else. I like it going directly to me. It's mine. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone else to deal with it. It's my money.
You worked for it.
I worked for it. They didn't do anything.
Right.
And usually a lot of those MCNs takes percentage of the AdSense when they don't need to. They don't do anything to do that. And they still, I don't know. I don't trust MCNs.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I'm not trying to burn bridges here, but that's a thing. So Shane's new conspiracy theory series is out.
Did you watch it?
Nope.
Oh.
And it's so long. I can't. It's a movie.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like an hour and blah, blah, blah. Like an hour and a half, an hour and 45 yeah. minutes. I just cannot sit down and watch it just because I don't have that amount of time.
Right.
Whenever I sit down to watch something, it's to fall asleep too. And I don't,
or it's a game.
Or it's a game. And I heard a lot of people say, don't watch this before you go to bed because it makes you your head
yeah,
real.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did a poll on Twitter. If you liked it, you didn't like it. No, if you liked it, it's not your thing or you hadn't watched it yet.
Yeah.
And the results are in. Half the people liked it and half the people haven't watched it yet.
There we go.
So the people who have watched it.
Liked it.
I did see a few things. Again, people being like, it was so like... trying to be scary and just being dramatic. And again, I have to say it's entertainment. He's not a journalist, everybody.
Right.
He's not a real investigative journalist.
Right.
This is entertainment. It's for your enjoyment. Okay, that's how his conspiracy theories have always been. Mm-hmm. He's done these segments. He's just a longer version. But people said it was scary.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't watch it. I don't know quite what was in it, but people seem to like it. YouTube has admitted to a mistake. They demonetized his video for the first 12 hours.
Ooh, why?
Because they did a reviewing mistake. YouTube does this to me all the time on my vlog channel. They just immediately demonetize my video for no reason for the first 12 to 24 hours, which is when you make the most money because that's when you get the most views.
Yep.
And then after that, they're like, oh, sorry. It's totally fine. It can be up. But someone calculated he lost thousands of dollars by the YouTube's mistake, and they've admitted to it. They're like, it was a reviewing error. They accidentally clicked his video as inappropriate when it wasn't.
Mm.
So he lost thousands. I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah.
But still, that's hard. Yeah. He put a lot of effort and time and energy.
Yes,
and a lot, if you follow any of his most social medias, you've seen how many diet sodas he drank while editing that video, those videos. So... YouTube just kind of screwed him over. There's nothing anything they could do about it because they didn't run the ads that would have been run if it was monetized. So it's not like they kept money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they did. I mean, there's ads on the side. There's ads everywhere.
Yeah.
When they say something's not monetized, it's still monetized.
Yeah.
But by YouTube. All right. So you know the record-breaking egg on Instagram?
Yeah.
Well, it got sponsored by Hulu.
Really?
So... for the past week, they've been posting photos of the egg getting more and more cracked. And then they posted a picture of the egg almost fully cracked with football laces on it, saying the reveal of what's inside will be shown on a Hulu commercial during the Super Bowl. I never saw the commercial.
I didn't see it.
Right? And then I kept Googling, like, what's in, what happened to the world record egg Hulu commercial? And there was no things on it. And I was watching the Super Bowl. I didn't see
it. We watched the Super Bowl.
So I don't know if they didn't run the ad or it was only run if you were watching it through a certain network.
Oh, could be.
But let's do an update on this next week if we see any difference. Or if you did see it or you know what it is, please tweet it to us so I don't have to do any research. Thank you so much. So the last piss and news, guys, there's an Instagram account called F Jerry. I am bleeping it for
your mom's ears,
where this dude posts memes and jokes he finds on the internet, but he doesn't give credit to creators.
No.
Well, yes, I fully believe in giving credit where credit's due. Sometimes jokes get stolen. There's not much you can do about it, whatever.
Right.
But he started getting sponsors because his Instagram is so huge. Mm-hmm. It got like so much attention from him stealing people's jokes and claiming them as his own that he's starting to get brand deals and sponsors. And so comedians are now, and YouTubers and all the people on the internet that he's stolen from are pissed.
I bet.
Because they're like, you're making money off of our content and claiming it as your own. You can't do that. Legally, he can. Because like, I mean, unless they took a picture of themselves.
Yeah.
And then posted that and claiming it as their own. But like, yeah, joke words. You know, it's...
Well, catchphrases, those are...
That's true. That's true. But, like, there's so much that you can't really prove.
Yeah.
Like, that he didn't come up with it himself and then just... He never saw it. You can't prove a lot of it.
But if there's so many of them... Oh,
I know.
Come on.
So, but
there's
he issued an apology. But everyone... This hashtag came up that it was like, F Jerry. So, like, people are just mad. You can't do that. Like, give credit where credit's due. That's like, I follow a few Instagram accounts, only the ones that give credit to the memes that they found. They're like, this one was sent in by, or this one was created by.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you don't know who created it, but you can at least give credit to the person that sent it in.
That's true.
And like, you can at least follow it back that way. Yeah. So that was cool. That, I mean, not, it's cool that the accounts I follow do that, but not cool that F. Jerry didn't give credit. He said, I promise to give credit now when people were mad at him.
How about a part of the brand deals you're getting?
Right? All right. We are going to play headlines.
Yay!
I love headlines.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
So I'm going to start a headline, and then you have to tell me if it's going to end good or bad. But I also want you to guess what the ending is.
Okay.
I think I may have told you this one already, so this first one you might have already known, so think hard about it.
Okay.
A sinkhole in Florida
swallowed a house.
So you think it ends badly?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Did I know this one? Oh, tell me.
Revealed a secret tunnel leading to a bank. So I don't
know. No, I did not know that.
So I don't know if that was good or bad. I'm going to say it's bad. I'm going to say that shouldn't happen. You should not. But someone tried to dig a tunnel to a bank. It didn't work.
Goodness.
So they filled it, and then they didn't fill it correctly, so it became a sinkhole. That's pretty funny.
That is.
That's really funny. All right, next one. Mom, you're not doing sound effects right now.
Well, because I'm lined up to do my chicken thing.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
And if I change the...
I won't be able
to get there.
Just keep it on your chicken thing. Rams male cheerleader,
slipped and fell.
Okay. So you think it's bad? Okay. You think
it's
bad?
I'm just in a bad mood tonight.
I guess.
Yeah.
Made history by being the first male cheerleader to ever perform at the Super Bowl.
Yay!
His name is Napoleon Jennings.
There we go.
That's a good one.
That's a good,
good
one.
Good job, Napoleon.
Good job.
All right, Mom, let's see how you feel about this one.
Okay.
Beloved crossing guard, ..
Helped a child cross the street there.
So you think it's good?
It's a good one.
Okay. Gets heartfelt surprise from community.
Oh.
So it was good.
What'd they do? What was the surprise?
I don't know. I didn't read it.
Oh, Rachel.
Just read the headline.
All right.
This is called headlines. It's not called headline and what is the content of the story. All right. An at-home DNA testing company,
mixes up the DNA results.
Would be a good one. Is helping the FBI solve violent crimes.
Oh.
So this is good for those who need to get the violent crimes people, but is it an invasion of privacy?
Yeah, because there's a lot of things that they're talking about with the DNA thing.
Well, the DNA companies, so they talk to the FBI and they're like, we can't give you results, but you can sign up for the company and send in the DNA.
Person's DNA.
And then because you have an account, you have a registered account, we'll tell you whose DNA that matches.
Are you kidding? I never would have thought of something like that.
Yeah, they were like,
sneaky,
we're
sneaky.
Not, the FBI
Little
just,
McPeaky.
They're
yeah.
like, they set up an account and gave us DNA like anyone else. So we have to tell them by what we do,
right?
Their family tree.
Yeah.
And who else has contributed to this? And they've helped a lot. They've solved a lot of violent crimes because of it.
Wow.
So it's good that we're getting violent crime people off, but it goes with my, that's why I'm never doing one of those
privacy
DNA testing things. Like, I guess it's an invasion, but it's not, because they just did what everyone else does.
Right.
It's not like they're like, here are all our files.
Yeah.
They're like, create an account.
Yeah.
Do what you want. So I don't know. All right. This is the last one, Mom.
Okay.
South Florida trans teen, Jazz Jennings. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. South Florida
I have to do the rest.
Okay. Trans teen, Jazz Jennings, dot, dot, dot.
I don't know what happened.
Do you think it's good or bad?
It's going to be good.
Okay.
We want some good news.
Okay.
For Jazz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jazz Jennings.
You're making me end it. Okay.
Trans teen. Trans, Jazz Jennings.
Trans teen.
Dot, dot, dot.
Got to talk at speaking engagements for other trans people.
Got gender surgery and got a boyfriend. So it's good. She got it, everybody. All right. That is it for headlines. Okay, Mom. Do you have? Let's get your chicken facts.
It's time for chicken facts.
Did you meant to do the cluckling in between that?
Yes.
You want to try?
It's been a long day.
It has been, Mom. It has. What are your chicken facts for today, Mom?
I was pretty excited. The record for multiple egg yolks in one egg is 9.
Whoa.
I've only had double yolks at my house. 9
yolks in an egg?
What?
That'd have been a big egg.
But that would be my favorite egg, because that's my favorite part.
You like the yolk?
I do.
You don't like the whites?
No, I do not.
Racism.
Nope. Rachel. Chickens will lay fewer and fewer, but larger and larger eggs as they grow. I'm glad it's not like that in humans.
What do you mean? Like with babies?
Yeah, they just get bigger and bigger. Bigger babies every time.
But fewer and fewer?
Well, yeah.
What if that was like with your period? Because that's what a period egg is. It's period. So what if your periods got worse, but you got less of them? So like instead of having one a month that were like, you'd get like one every 3 months, but they got worse. And then you get one every 6 months and it got worse. And one every year. And it was like the worst thing in your life.
Wow.
Just wondering what it would be like.
Well, the largest recorded chicken egg weighed 12 ounces.
I don't know how much 12 ounces is.
It's almost a pound. 16 ounces is
a pound. Oh, my God. That's almost a pound.
That's a big, big chicken. And chickens lay more and larger and stronger eggs if they think the day is 28 hours. So turn on those little lights.
What do you mean if they think the day is 24 hours?
If you have a light on and you're...
So if the sun's up longer?
Yeah.
They
And my chickens do lay better in the summer than they do in the winter.
What is that even... What are you...
Because the sun's up longer.
So is it the sun... It make
yeah because one winter we had a heating lamp but it was like a light, it was like a floodlight kind of like thing on all the time in their
coop
area, and they laid through the winter, and then I went, that's probably not a good idea, because I wanted it to be like nature.
Okay, you didn't want to mess with it.
Yeah,
non-GMO chickens up in here.
What? No. She choked.
All right. Well, are those your chicken facts for today, Mom?
Those are my chicken facts.
Those were some good chicken facts. I was blown away by them.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to questions. Shelby asked Gwen, how did you come up with a name for your children? Just go with your first name. How did you come up with our first names?
Christopher was actually going to be Colleen.
Oh, you thought he was a girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when...
Well, how did you, words are hard. Well, how did you end up with Christopher?
Because I said, if it's a boy, you can name it. And if it's a girl, I'm naming it. And it was a boy. So dad just liked the name Christopher.
Oh, he just liked the name Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then Trent, I loved my maiden name Trent.
Yes. So
that's how I love that name. And then Colleen, obviously Christopher and Trent were going to be Colleen.
Okay. Colleen is after a family
name. Sister.
Yeah, yeah. Sister.
And then with you, I just like the name Rachel. And
dad wanted to name me Reagan.
Yes, he did. He wanted Colleen to be named Reagan, too.
You really liked the name Reagan.
He liked the name Reagan for a girl.
And he just likes Reagan.
We'll keep the R and name her Rachel.
All right. I like that. All right.
Yeah.
Akiva asks, what kind of candy do you like, Mom? Andy.
Dark chocolate. Anything dark chocolate.
I like. I used to like an array of candy, but because when I since I went vegan, dark chocolate's like the only thing that doesn't have milk in it or gelatin. It's hard to find vegan candy. So I have since fallen in love with salted almond dark chocolate
That's
bars.
Good.
Those are just
those are very good.
Just basic, and I love it.
Yeah, anything dark chocolate.
I also just got a box of Thin Mints today. I don't know if that counts as candy, good. But hey, JK. That's a good name. asks, when are you guys going to do conspiracy theories on the podcast or unsolved mysteries? I don't ever plan to do that. That's not really... I don't like getting into conspiracy theories. I don't like getting creeped out.
Yeah.
You know what? If I think I need to investigate something, I don't think I'm going to tell the world about it. Because then you've got a surprise. The surprise is your greatest element. You can't tell people about it. But... The people that do look into unsolved mysteries can actually solve them.
Yes, they can.
It's impressive. Okay, McKenna asks, is voting for the shorties free? Yes, it is free. And you can only vote once a day, but you can vote daily. Mm-hmm. And you can vote for me or my sister or JoJo or anyone you want. Vote for your favorite. Doesn't
matter. What's JoJo up for?
Shorty? Instagrammer.
Instagrammer. And you're up for comedian.
And Colleen's up for YouTuber.
And YouTuber. Got it.
So that's fun.
Those are the winners, people.
You can vote for whoever you think actually deserves
it. That's true.
It.
But those three.
Oh, my God. Okay. I put your name as Brogan. I'm going to say I didn't typo that. Your name's Brogan. This isn't a question, but they asked to please record the question portion two of the podcast. So we released the video. We filmed the games. Mm-hmm. We still are. And I released that in one big video at the end of January. It was a really long video, so I'm thinking of just posting the video in my Monday's vlog or my Wednesday's vlog, like so once a week. And so I don't know. I'll pull it on Twitter if you guys like it. One a month or once a week.
Yeah,
I'll see what Twitter wants. So
well, that wasn't his question.
I know, but then I was getting to it. Okay, Mom, jeez Louise. I'm not going to record the question part two because I want people to listen to the podcast.
That's right.
So because I don't want to post the whole podcast on video.
No.
Because
we want you to come listen.
We want you to listen to it.
Yeah.
So
showing you the games is like a teaser. Like,
it's a commercial. Yeah. It's, you know, when they put something out on like a talk show host's YouTube channel, they don't give you the whole thing.
Right.
They give you a taste.
Right.
I'm giving you a taste.
Yum, yum.
So you got to come listen.
Right.
Because the games are also funny because my mom gets physically active during the games.
Not today.
And the questions were just, okay, not today. Rude. But the questions is just us talking.
Yeah.
So that's also why I think the games need to be filmed because they're just hilarious to me. Faith says, should I sign up for Tinder U and report my findings for science reasons? Yes. Please sign up for Tinder U so that you can report to us
100%.
What it's like. Please. You are doing us all a science favor. All right. And Callie asks, what's your favorite thing that Flynn does?
Oh, when he froggies on my chest and sleeps.
Oh, I like that he has such expressive eyebrows.
He does.
His eyebrows work.
We're both doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're like doing the Flynn face. I can't even do it. But he has such expressive eyebrows. I've never seen it on a baby.
He does.
They're funny.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite thing he does is, also when he makes the little ooh face.
Oh, and his little mouth
is little mouth turns in perfect circle.
Yeah.
It's adorable. Yeah, those are my two favorite things. But that's all Ed for today. You weren't here for half of the news.
I have not. You're going to have to fill me in on what you guys talked about.
Well, we talked about Beyonce.
Or I could listen to the podcast.
You would never listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I would.
You weren't here for portion of it.
I know, so I need to go back and listen.
I'd like to give Colleen a shout out. Thank her for coming on today's episode. You can follow her at ColleenB123 on Twitter, Colleen on Instagram, Colleen Ballinger on YouTube. She also, if you didn't know, plays the comedian Miranda Sings.
Miranda Sings.
Thank you, Echo. What? Anyway, that's it for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. This one was a hectic one.
Yep.
We had people in and out. Yep. We paused multiple times. Yep. That's what happens when we record at Colleen's.
Yeah.
But I didn't want my mom to drive in the dark
on
a rainy day to my house when I was already here watching the Super Bowl
that's
with her.
That's right.
All right. So we love you guys so much. Sorry this was a shorter one, but again... We're in a crazy household at the moment with millions of children running around. Mom, you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.